Thank you. Our next speaker is Miles Lewis, and he's going to talk about encounters with the fantastic, UFOs and related phenomena.
Good morning. I'm feeling particularly lightheaded, so if I pass out, please forgive me. I'll just be having a spontaneous revelatory experience. Before I begin, I'd like to dedicate this to my family and my the memory of my grandfather, Dr. James Ramey, without whose inspiration I probably wouldn't be here.
The voice isn't coming back here.
My name is Stephen Miles Lewis, but you can call me Smiles. For the last 6 years, I've immersed myself in the realm of UFO weirdness and all the related areas that entails. Since there is so much to talk about, I will just dive right in, and the title of this paper is Encounters with the Fantastic, the Transformative UFO Paradigm. The saucers are coming, and the paradigm is shifting. Since the beginning of the modern UFO era in 1947, humanity has been influenced by the flying saucers' growing presence in our collective psyche. New myths of mankind are being generated by these swirling vortices of ambiguity. In 1959, Carl Jung saw the rise of the modern flying saucer myth in relation to the widening chasm between scientific reductionism and the human need for spiritual meaning. Today, the saucers and all their alien otherness herald great change that is increasingly resonant with ancient contact narratives and myths of millennial salvation. As we scan our past for clues to our present and future, we are confronted with these seeming anomalies of human experience. Yet we quickly find that the objects, entities, voices, and apparitions that plague our skies and homes today have been with us since the dawn of time. Their presence now, though, seems to have intensified. They are the signs in the sky of our age, which has appeared again, energizing the planetary zeitgeist towards new paradigms. Through my work as leader of the UFO Experiencer Support Group in Austin, Texas, I have interacted with people who have encountered a wide range of phenomena. In this paper, I will briefly outline some of my findings as they relate to altered states of consciousness and the paradigm-threatening effects left upon the belief systems of the percipients. Among the growing ranks of postmodern anomalists, the UFO is seen as indexed to a wide variety of phenomena. With a Freudian cry of a circle is measured beginning anywhere, we have looked into the phenomenologies of apparitions, voices from beyond, poltergeist activity, and non-physical beings. These inquiries weave a complicated tapestry of demonology, ufology, cryptozoology, eschatology, epistemology, exobiology, and more. What we have found is a continuum of encounters with the fantastic that has existed within every human community throughout time. These encounters often instigate socio-religious movements which can eventually lead to global transformations of belief systems. While these myths can promote community from within, they inevitably come into competition with other myths. In the past, this has led to wars of ideologies which have been the bane of mankind for millennia. This is why we must read the writing on the wall of our present state of UFO affairs. First, let us define our use of the word myth. I use the word myth in the tradition of Alasdair MacIntyre and Ian Barber. MacIntyre states, "A myth is living or dead, not true or false. You cannot refute a myth because as soon as you treat it as refutable, you do not treat it as a myth but as a hypothesis or history." Ian Barber defines myth as a vehicle for ordering experience and structuring reality, for informing humanity about ourselves, and for establishing patterns for human actions and experience. In this sense, myth becomes synonymous with the words cosmology, conspiracy, and paradigm, for they each represent belief systems which are thus irrefutable to persons held by those beliefs. It is blind belief and disbelief which so often characterize the dogmas of warring myths. The believer and debunker both have fallen prey to the UFO's mechanisms of sociocultural control. The disciplined observer can rise above this and chart the phenomena's influence while still kindling his or her own intuitive quest for truth. And indeed, that is what we all are in investigating this. In coming to grips with the perceived unknown, the mind always searches the recesses of experience for relevant data. Numerous individuals have done just that. What they have found are the archetypes of contact with an invisible realm. From Neolithic rock art and artifacts, cuneiform tablets and Phoenician burial inscriptions to all major religious texts, the pattern is clear. Humanity has always considered itself to be in contact with beings from beyond. From these ancient artifacts and historic narratives, we find the parallels between the context of today and antiquity. Humans have always encountered monsters and humanoids which are described as residing in another realm normally outside of human perception. When these entities leave their realm of origin, we see them executing the same bizarre behaviors over and over again. Their actions categorize them into three basic types: the malicious, the benign, and the helpful. When they appear to us, they seem given to theatrics ranging from aerial maneuvers to the maintenance of their forever malfunctioning vehicles. In their helpful aspect, they may prophesy coming events which are to be averted or bestow food and other material needs to the good at heart. In their malignant aspect, they are given to stealing livestock and children, as well as perpetrating physical and sexual assaults against whomever should cross their paths. In all their aspects, they sometimes give brief access to their realm of origin to both witting and unwitting humans. In my own investigations into the modern experiencing of these phenomena, I have met numerous individuals whose narratives resonate with these same archetypal themes. The modern continuum of the fantastic encompasses what have come to be known as UFO close encounters, abduction phenomena, and out-of-body, near-death experiences, and more. These anomalous experiences are woven into people's everyday lives through the process of meaningful coincidence or synchronicity. Without going into a definition of synchronicity, I'm sure you've all experienced when researching a paper, suddenly, as Arthur Koestler put it, encountering the library angel, which suddenly and inexplicably puts books in your path that you were unconsciously looking for. Anomalous encounters such as this have been called EHEs, or exceptional human experiences, by parapsychologist Rhea White. They could also be said to define the broadening boundaries of human potential, for we may be witnessing an increase in the human perceptual faculty. The myriad variety of experiences which make up this continuum leads us to consider the inevitable outcome of contact with these phenomena. The archetypes of UFO contact, abduction, and out-of-body near-death experiences have been shown to be consistent with the shamanic and Gnostic traditions of ritual initiation. The ingression of a novel event into the life situation of the percipient can be seen as a potentially transformative encounter, nearly identical to the effects of a powerful religious conversion. Experiencers undergo dislocation from their normal environment, often to a ritualistic round room where the limits of their open-mindedness are tested. They're made to endure torturous attacks and or to ingest ritual food and drink. The shamanic dismemberment tradition has its modern equivalent in these tales of torture by unfeeling doctor-like beings. Joseph Campbell and others have noted the same transformative pattern in the transcultural myths identified as the hero's journey. These involve the three stages typical of the formula represented in rites of passage, separation, initiation, return. Individuals who find themselves within these modern paradigms are alienated from their communities by these enigmatic experiences. As in shamanic cultures, the experiencer is both feared and revered as a dweller on the fringes of both worlds. Altered states of consciousness play an integral role in the experiencing investigation of these encounters. They are visible as the alpha awe expressed by witnesses to a UFO's aerial maneuvers and become particularly dramatic in close encounter cases. The close encounter witness often relates a change in environmental sound and or scenery as if they were experiencing a vacuum or something outside of time. British ufologist Jenny Randles coined a specific term for this. We find it in UFO close encounters, psychic visions, and many other episodes. I use the term Oz factor to describe it and believe that it suggests a sort of inner tuning as the percipient's mind blocks out attention to all external sounds in order to note the message that is about to bombard his or her consciousness. This is also seen in the now rampant bedroom visitation variety of UFO contact experiences, which center around those fuzzy realms we pass through on our way to dreamtime. These are known as the hypnagogic and hypnopompic states. Though some research has shown the cross-cultural parallels between these modern events and historic accounts of the hag phenomena, it is still not clear precisely what role they play in the broader context of the emerging UFO myth. Talk of dreams among UFO experiencers and researchers alike leads to ever murkier waters. Many UFO narratives have the quality of dreams. Some people have dreams of abduction, which trigger memories of UFO encounters. Others awake from dreams that feel more like memories of reality. Fred Allen Wolf has even investigated individuals claiming to experience life in other worlds, in other bodies, when they go to sleep. The most obvious presence of altered states of consciousness among UFO research is the use of hypnosis. Though many still debate whether it truly represents an altered state of consciousness, hypnosis is increasingly used to uncover these hidden memories of contact. There is much misuse of these techniques, but the warning cry has been sounded, and researchers are heeding the call to exercise greater care in their use of this tool. Meanwhile, the cry of false memory syndrome has also been sounded, signaling the renewed debate over what memory really is and how it works. There is also past and present psychedelics research to consider. Millennial messenger Terence McKenna has been describing the effect of the drug DMT on human consciousness as that of a UFO experience on demand. As a UFO contactee, he has been promoting several myths of contact as catalysts for positive apocalypse. Government research into this DMT trip has revealed the consistent experiencing of an alien other. How this relates to the whole of ufology is also unclear, but McKenna's message is receiving wider and wider audiences every day. The enigmatic UFO confronts us most often when our minds are open to other fields of perception via altered states of consciousness. Undoubtedly, then, some of these encounters must be more mental than physical, yet we must immediately concede that the perception of a real live alien would be laden with the imagery of the collective unconscious as well, because the signal always passes through this biased filter. The human mind throws its unconscious expectations upon its experiences, particularly those of a numinous nature. There is no better example of UFOs as reflectors of our collective societal problems than the abductor's appearance as a body-snatching, hybridizing, fetus-stealing medical technicians alienating us from community and selfhood. Indeed, there is evidence to suggest that certain themes within the UFO mythos have their origins in humanity's collective loss of self and modern feelings of medical alienation. These beings seem to deliberately manipulate the mind and emotional state of the experiencer. Abductees often describe their abductors as emotionless doctors perpetrating barbaric violations upon the percipient's body and mind. A number of reports detail the alien's interest in the abductee's reproductive system and sexuality, and this is not just limited to adults. It's increasingly evident in reports by children as well, which is very disturbing. Reports sometimes involve the apparent implantation and subsequent removal of hybrid fetuses from the wombs of female abductees. These and other psychically resonant symbolisms of the collective unconscious are found throughout the UFO literature, and I implore you to look for them. Though the presence of these and other altered states of consciousness leads some to entertain purely psychological explanations, the fact remains that UFOs and related phenomena leave very physical evidence in their wake. From crushed vegetation, radar blips, and radiation traces on the environment, to the scars, eye burn, and trauma of the close encounter percipient. Beyond these skin-deep residues, the presence of the UFO enigma causes profound psychophysical changes within the witness. Many experiencers manifest symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, for this phenomena often totally contradicts their concepts of reality. The trauma and confusion left upon the UFO experiencer is real. Though all attempts at categorizing abductees and experiencers as mentally unstable have failed, the public perception of them remains brutally skeptical and cold. The need for academic assessment of the people closest contact with these phenomena remains great. Healing shattered reality is a difficult task for experiencer and therapist alike. They both hunger for closure and meaning, but the UFO enigma, by its very nature, defies all attempts at any categorizing. This is the nub of the matter. Experiencers of this phenomena, having encountered an unknown, have only a few possible responses. The most common reactions are to deny the encounter in toto, or squeeze the experience into some pre-existing frame of reference, such as a religious context or the surface literalist interpretation as visitation by extraterrestrials. These are the ways most people have reacted in the past, for their experience falls outside of the norms of accepted social life. These seem to be their only options, but there is a third choice that I am happy to say is finally being chosen, the option to think in a new way.
And since you've stopped your 1 minute to 5 minutes.
UFO contactees and abductees are confronted with visions and experiences which confound our minds and institutions. Increasing numbers of experiencers are reporting conflicting messages from their abductors. The multitude of mythological conflicts within their experiences is causing them to opt not for either-or choices or of the past, but for a new both-and interpretation, an open-ended, pluralistic, ambiguous acceptance of possibilities. These myriad tales of abduction and contact by alien others are like the superpositions of quantum theory in which all possible paths are extant. It is as if we are seeing the human mind grappling with the very nature of physical causality. Indeed, the messages of the UFOnauts and fairies past have seemed to be telling us what mystics have known all along, that there is more to reality than meets the eye. Consciousness may not be bound by time and space the way we have cheerfully assumed for so long. The underlying physical reality which triggers this emotion-laden myth is ultimately secondary to the effects it causes within our collective psyche via culture. But there is a physical reality to these phenomena that may have a variety of mechanisms of manifestation. Parapsychological explanations proposing large-scale stigmata, like landing traces and abductee scoop marks, or interactions with some sort of natural phenomena that interfaces with human consciousness, are but two examples. There really may be intelligences and entities beyond our perceptual range perpetrating certain UFO events as well. The possibilities are many and varied. To navigate these multiplying threads of ambiguity of meaning, we must put away our personal beliefs and sort through these probabilities. Only recently have the necessary models of mind and universe materialized for the job. From Schrodinger's cat to Everett and Wheeler's multiple worlds to David Baum's implicate order to Sheldrake's causation through morphic residence, we are like Theseus navigating the labyrinth of possibility while avoiding the minotaur of time. These are some of the perspectives which may aid us in finding a new paradigm that integrates mind and matter. A pluralist perspective allows for a meaningful dialogue while preserving a certain uncertainty. In investigating the roots of synchronicity, one finds that the unifying process that concretizes these coincidences is some aspect of consciousness. The unification of conscious and unconscious perhaps holds the key. From a quantum perspective, mind can be thought of as similar to light, having both particle and waves at wave aspects. Magical systems utilize conscious priming to set in motion events which influence the unconscious of others towards specific ends. Modern computer technology has allowed us a new way of conceiving this as an associative informational process. Ufologist Dr. Jacques Vallée described one of his synchronistic experiences as if he had left a message on a cosmic bulletin board, and reality itself brought him into contact with the requested information. Through the uniting of the Eastern concept of all is mind with physicist David Baum's conception of the implicate order, we get a new model of universe that is holographic. Within this holographic universe, humans are increasingly able to access the information containing the whole of reality. Moving right along, the interface seems to take the form of altered states of consciousness. If this interpretation is true, it leads to the distinct possibility that the intelligences we contact in these myriad experiences could be from anywhere, indeed from everywhere. Just as our normal waking state of consciousness facilitates a certain type of linear communication, other states of consciousness allow communication of a different sort. What if a true alien intelligence were utilizing our altered states of consciousness as a communications channel? How would we recognize that intelligence? We would need a much broader understanding of the symbolic terrains within our own unconscious if we ever hope to recognize an outside force. Apache Network of investigators is doing just that. Right now, they form separate and distinct databases, ranging from the dream and psychedelics research to UFO sightings investigation and contact narrative archiving. As we chart all of these history-haunting phantasms, we are beginning to see patterns and cycles. A global community of fantastic encounters research is emerging. Electronic informational networks are aiding in the curation of this community. Here again is a vital crux of the phenomena, and to conclude, in its best aspect, it causes us to become more intimately social, for there is nothing more intimate than the sharing of our most profound experiences of the sacred and profane. These exceptional human experiences cause us to talk with one another about our deepest desires and fears. They create community through communication, selfhood through storytelling. We may be witnessing what Dr. Kenneth Ring has called the shamanizing of humanity. In the clamor to believe, humans have historically given in to the force of one myth or another, willing to fight and die for the cause of their personal god. That has not changed, although a new breed of contactee is emerging, who could be described as a quantum percipient, able to remain balanced between healing beliefs and healthy skepticism. Perhaps we are finally becoming the humans we've always dreamed of being, inhabitants of our own physicalized imaginations, possessing the powers of love and compassionate action. We may be charting what has been called the Echo of Valis, where Echo is John Lilly's acronym for the Earth Coincidence Control Office, and where Valis is Philip K. Dick's acronym for Vast Active Living Intelligence System. And I invite you, one and all, to join this growing community so that we may have an ever richer dialogue on the nature of self, humanity, and our alien others. Thank you.
Communicating with us, huh? A little scary.